charge here. That's what the rules are.
Welcome to Walkers and Talkers, episode 197. Woo. Jamie, so close.
So close.
To what?
You. Every time you say this, it's a trick question.
No, it's not. You just, for some reason, don't do the math. We're getting so close.
To episode 200.
Yes! Why was that difficult?
Because last week you kept saying 192.
Oh, last week. Who remembers last week?
Me!
Anyway, I'm David Brody from Elvis Duran and the Morning Show. That's Jamie from Light FM in New York. How are you guys doing? Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Walkers and Talkers. I've got big news that I'm going to share with you. After I do the news segment, I'll end with our big news. How about that?
Okay.
All right. So unlike past episodes of news, Jamie and I alternate whatever. Jamie didn't feel like doing a news report this week, so I'll do it all.
I just have one quick story.
Oh, all right. Then you know what? Let me do a couple and I'll throw it to you.
Okay.
All right. Aisha Tyler, who, of course, in addition to being on, is it The Talk? And she's one of the voices of Archer on the show Archer. She's Lana. And she's been directing episodes of Fear the Walking Dead. And she's been on 5 episodes of Talking Dead. Amazingly, wow. Don't ask me how this happened, she's been added to the cast of Fear the Walking Dead. And if you watched the latest trailer, she is, I guess, a survivor of the atomic problem they're having.
Wow, very cool.
Let's see, what else? The CRM will return this season to Fear the Walking Dead. So they're back. We will see them again. I guess more than Isabella, we may see more people. Because don't forget, they set off a nuclear explosion.
Yeah, they did.
So although they are 6 or 7 years behind, by the way, I looked it up. World Beyond is on the same timeline as The Walking Dead.
That's what I thought.
Right,
okay.
But Fear, prior to the time jump they may do, is 7 or 8 years behind.
Yes.
Which means Morgan, like a lot happened after Morgan walked across the country. That's when we had, just a reminder, they had the Rick is gone, time skip, Judith is big now. Then a Whisperer's skip and a Maggie skip, and it's about 8 years. So we don't know how. So when the CRM shows up on Fear, it could be a year later. It could be right after the explosions, and they're like, what the hell just happened? They can't be happy. In the trailer for episode 5, Out of the Ashes of The Walking Dead, that's this week's episode coming up.
Yes.
Somebody picks up a Whisperer mask.
I saw that.
But in the description of the episode, it says there are squatters living at Hilltop. So it's possible some of the Whisperers who were still alive, you know, post Alpha dying and then breaking up.
Yeah.
The band broke up.
Yeah.
They might be living at Hilltop. So they may be.
Absolutely.
They may be people who want to, like, not be bad people anymore. Or they may be people that they have to kill. I almost said we have to kill. Like, we're part of it.
Yeah. Like, we're part of it.
Carlos Navarro. Big news for Carlos Navarro. He was a member of the kingdom, and he was killed.
Mm-hmm.
He is going to be in the new Disney Plus show, Hawkeye.
Wow.
You're like, oh, good for Carlos Navarro. Why is it also important that Carlos Navarro is on that show? We interviewed Carlos Navarro for the Walkers and Talkers podcast.
Yes, we did.
He was one of the first people from the show, one of the first people that we got, and we interviewed him. And he was promoting something. I don't remember what it was. He was promoting something else, and we promoted that for him. And
Great guy.
He was really nice. What was that?
Great guy.
So good for him. He's going to be on Hawkeye, which looks fantastic.
Yeah.
Can't wait for that. So one of our guests, making it big. Lynn Collins admitted that she went to showrunner Angela Kang and asked, because of the time jump that we see Leah much later after she had a relationship with Daryl, if she could use her regular colored hair, which is gray, for the new season, which is why she's not a redhead anymore, or a brownish redhead. When she had sex with Daryl, now she has gray hair.
Thanks for reminding me.
That's right. Now, this is a big... Yes, she did, Daryl. Yep. Mm-hmm. This is a big spoiler. The headline of the article on Insider.com is, AMC appeared to spoil a big The Walking Dead twist about Stephanie's true identity in photo captions. So there's a picture of Eugene and quote-unquote Stephanie walking down the street eating ice cream. Okay? And on AMC's press website, so like if you were media and you want the information, you would go. And so there's a picture of them, and it says The Walking Dead Season 11, air date 9/19/2021. And it says, description, Josh McDermott as Dr. Eugene Porter and Shel Ramos as Decoy Stephanie. Called it!
What? Oh, my God.
Somebody's
oh
getting God. Fired for that.
What the hell? Doesn't Eugene recognize her voice, realize it's not her? Come on, Eugene.
So there you go. So I was right. She's Decoy. AMC's admitting it. She's Decoy Stephanie. Why would you make a big announcement that Margot Bingham, I think that's her name, is going to play Stephanie, a black actress playing a black character from the comics, and why not at least have a black decoy?
Oh, Decoy Stephanie, man.
Somebody's getting fired. It's like, thanks, trailer guy.
Trailer guy. It's like photo guy or whoever.
Yeah, photo guy. Thanks, photo guy.
Photo guy. Come on.
So, yeah. So
press photo guy.
As I said, not the real Stephanie. I mean, good for Shel Ramos, who gets a job.
Yeah.
As a fake Stephanie.
Oh, man.
And again, I could be wrong. No spoilers. Even though that was, you know, it's sort of a spoiler. You guys knew.
I think you're
right. You guys
are
professional Walking Dead fans. You know. All right. Episode 4, Rendition. Did you like it?
It was all about Daryl and Dog. I mean, how could Double D? Gotta love it.
Well, that would be Leah. Okay. now you guys listening are screaming, wait a minute, what about the big news? What about the...
What about the big news?
I didn't forget about the big news. Here's the big news.
Oh, okay.
Brooklynboys.bigcartel.com. Today is the 15th of September. I don't know when this will get posted. I have to edit it. But as of now, I would say within a week, this week, hopefully, you will be able to pre-order, till we get a minimum of 12, pre-order your Walkers and Talkers t-shirts.
Oh, my God. Seriously?
Yes, your multicolored, hard-to-print, expensive-to-print logo. I finally got a super high-res version of the logo.
Yes.
From Randy who did the work for us. Thanks, Randy. And we will have a shirt. It's going to be black.
Oh, my God. This is so exciting.
Black shirt with our logo. How about that?
I love it. I love it, and I cannot wait to wear one.
Yes, you and I will definitely get them. So, yeah, that's the big news. Brooklynboys.bigcartel.com. That's Brooklynboys.bigcartel.com. And while you're there, buy some Brooklyn Boys merchandise. It wouldn't kill you. All right. So the episode starts off in the woods to show you what Daryl was doing during the ambush. Somehow, he lets everyone die around him and manages to run off into the woods. Nobody follows him. At least these great hunters, these great military mercenaries, they don't follow him. They let him get away because all the stars of the show got away. Father Gabriel's neck is bleeding. He got away.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Did you think Daryl would fight more? Or did you think he realized we're going to lose? I better run.
I thought he would fight a little bit more. But that one Reaper that came at him and Dog bit, that was pretty bad. Maybe after that fight, I would hide a little bit.
Yeah, all right. All right, that's fine. He hops over a wall and immediately finds himself by a building where a miscellaneous Reaper is approaching from around the corner. So he throws some rocks on the roof and that distracts the Reaper. Now, again, the mercenary fell for the old rocks on the roof trick.
Yes.
They go off into the woods and the Reaper finds them. They get into a fight. Daryl fights with the Reaper. Daryl, not immediately dead once you see a Reaper. Not immediately dead. Somehow he's dead.
You're never going to let Maggie live.
They have assault weapons and knives and Daryl's not dead.
Well, thank God.
Dog bites the guy's leg and the guy throws Dog and Daryl screams.
Dog made a squeaky, like, whiny sound, and I did not like that.
Two more Reapers show up. Two of them. There's three of them now standing 10 feet away from him.
Oh,
he throws a knife at their heads, right? All three of them duck as if he could possibly hit all three of them. He throw it at their chest, like their heart?
Where I would throw it at.
Now, I'm not saying he's an expert knife thrower, but he's, I don't know, 8-10 feet away. They all duck for a half a second, look up, and Daryl's gone. Presto. And they can't track him, apparently.
Abracadabra.
He's gone. I threw a knife. Coming on. In the forest where the leaves make crunchy sounds, he managed to tiptoe and he's gone.
Yeah.
And they don't know how to, they can't track him.
Oh, man.
Daryl finds a Walker corpse, opens up the stomach and puts Walker gut blood all over his face.
That was a little much, almost.
It dried really quickly. Yeah. And I thought, well, why would they Why would he do that? He hasn't done it in years. They haven't done it in like eight, 9 seasons. Why is he suddenly now doing it? To cover up his scent? Is he trying to like... Because he could have put dirt on his face if he wanted to hide from the Reapers.
Yeah.
So, by the way, now it's daylight. So it's been... Yes. Again, it just turns daylight on this show.
That's true.
A couple of hours later, and they still haven't found him. Okay? By the way, we saw that it was Leah in the mask. They did a close-up at that point, so it's Leah. Leah sees Dog in the woods, and we have to assume that she called Dog, and Dog came to her because we see her later with Dog. Daryl put the stuff on his face. At this point, did you think he was going to walk through a herd of walkers? That there'd be a reason for having the walker guts on his face?
I thought he was going to go through a mini horde or something.
Right.
Because otherwise, why? I mean, he was really in the guts trying to get him out. Right. And I was like, ooh, he's going somewhere.
So you see him walking in an open field, which doesn't make a lot of sense. You're walking upright. These guys are mercenaries. And you're out in the open, which I thought was weird. He hears Dog barking. He runs to see where Dog is, and he finds Dog standing with, he doesn't know yet, but it's Leah.
Oh, boy.
And I still am like, so what's with the blood? I don't get it. Daryl says, let him go. And she pulls out, he pulls out his knife, and she takes off her mask to show that she's Leah. He's stunned, and she says, I never thought I'd see you again. He says, I thought the same. She says, what are you doing out there on the road with that other group? Daryl says, very cleverly, I'm not with them. I met up with them on the road, but I'm not with them. I'm alone. You know, I travel alone. And she pulls out a shotgun. Remember the first time she met him? She pulled a shotgun on him.
Oh, yeah.
He says, look, we're going. Right? He's like, come on. Calls Dog. And Dog doesn't move. And she laughs and says,
Dog didn't move.
I thought he always liked you better. And Daryl says, he's leaving. And suddenly he's surrounded by Reapers.
Yes, he is.
Going nowhere. Nowhere. I guess you could have done the old throw a knife trick and disappear again.
Nowhere to go now.
Credits roll. We're back. Daryl's head's covered with a hood, and they're like a, I guess it's a hood. It's more like a potato sack.
Like a burlap sack.
Yeah, and they're dragging him through the streets of whatever, I guess that's what was it, Meridian?
Yes.
And there are more bodies hung by their feet. Now, here's a little bit of trivia that they announced on Talking Dead. One of the bodies hanging by their feet was Agatha. Now, I don't know, did they go into the woods and find eaten up Agatha?
That's kind of sick, because she's already dead.
Right, wouldn't she have turned into a walker?
For sure.
Or did they eat her brain? So how did they get Agatha and then string her up?
The Greg Nicotero walker that bit her went right for her forearm, so I don't think her brains were eaten. They all jumped
on her head and started eating her.
That could have happened.
All right. So we find out there's 15 of them, at least, roughly 15 Reapers. And Maggie said, oh, there aren't many left. And how many people were in their search party? Like 8 or 9?
Yeah.
Why would you go after deadly killers who kill you the minute you see them with 8 people? Didn't they go to overthrow? They went for food, right? But weren't they also going to, in case...
They were going to overthrow Meridian.
Right,
and,
but they clearly didn't have enough people.
No, they definitely don't have enough people.
Right.
It's a suicide mission.
They bring Daryl into a shed, tie him to a chair, and everyone leaves except Leah. Daryl says he came back for her. He looked everywhere for her. He says he's sorry she ended up with these people. And she says, these people are my family. Hello.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, don't be sorry. It wasn't an accident. That's what I wanted. She says they never stopped looking for her. When they found me, I came home. She was sort of like saying to him, like, well, you stopped looking after a while. They never stopped. Because if you remember...
for a long time.
Yeah, if you remember, she said she got separated by her group because of walkers.
Yes.
But these guys are mercenaries, right? They're military trained. How far could she have been separated that they couldn't have just seen her on the other side of the field and eventually gone back? Like, we'll meet here.
Should they saw the cabin in their travels and like, oh, maybe she's in here.
Well, that's what they did. They found her. But
But it took a long time.
It did, right. But for the, and so, I don't know. I don't know how they lost her. She asked them if the people on the road talked, what they talked about, and what happened to the people he said he was with, right? Because he was with Leah 5 years ago. He said, I have a group that I've left. And she says, are the people on the road the people you talked to me about? And he says, my people picked the wrong fight with the wrong people a long time ago. I told you I'm alone. I guess like the whisperers or whatever.
Yeah.
Because Leah was pre-whisperer.
Yes, she was.
Right, okay. She offers to clean him up, right? she says, oh, let me clean you up. You're filthy. That, my friend, is the only reason he put the blood on his face. Right? So she could say, ah, let me clean you up.
Damn, she's lucky, that girl.
Well, she gave him a sponge bath, sort of. So she happens to have a basin of water.
A little sponge bath water, ready to go.
It's right, a clean rag nearby on the shelf. Mm. Right? And I'm thinking to myself, that was the only reason he put the blood on his face. So she'd say, I have to clean you up.
Yeah.
She cleans his face in a girlfriend kind of way, walks behind them, puts the rag over his face, and he passes out. So was the water chloroform?
I thought the same thing. I'm like, well, shit, didn't he smell it? Like, why didn't you? I first thought it was chloroform, and then I thought, why didn't he smell it?
Right.
Either that or she's tried to suffocate him. I don't know.
He wouldn't have been knocked out from the rag over the face unless she suffocated him with the rag till he passed out.
She's
militarily trained.
Did.
I guess the military
she's sick.
Knows how to do that. I don't know. Anyway, he wakes up with the hood on his face, and he's being waterboarded.
I know. My God.
By Carver and some other idiot. They keep asking him if the others are still out there and who the leader is. Which seems like a stupid question because they saw Maggie. They're hunting Maggie. She's marked by the Pope.
Yep, she is. Pope marked you.
So why do they keep asking who the leader is? Or who you know, like, did they not think Maggie's the leader? They've been following them for how long?
A long time, because Maggie knew of them before Daryl's group did.
Once again, he says, I'm not one of them. They don't believe him, and they waterboard him again. At some point, Leah says, all right, you could stop now. And they were like, no, we don't want to stop. And she says, do it. Stop it. Gave it that look, like, mm.
Respect my authority.
So obviously...
That's good.
I think maybe because Pope likes her, maybe she has more authority. Maybe, or just she got ballsy and they had to listen to her so she wouldn't rat them out.
Yeah.
I don't know. Anyway, she does look much older, which I guess they want to show you. It's been like 5-6 years since the last time he saw her.
Yeah.
And she says, you got to tell me what I need to know because the person that we work for won't be as nice. I guess she means the Pope.
Yes.
Daryl says, look, these people gave me some food and some gear. I didn't know these people more than a week. She doesn't believe him and says, go ahead and kill me if you don't believe me. I have nothing else to say. They put the hood back on his head, tie him up, and throw him into a cell. So he's trying to, listen, he's very clever. He immediately jumped into, I got a story, I have a lie, I'm sticking to it.
Yeah.
Right?
He has to.
We're going
to
see him in his cell, and the prisoner across the way, that also makes Daryl react very quickly and on his toes. And we'll be back right after this. Okay, Daryl is sitting in the cell for a while. But thankfully, they weren't playing Easy Street.
Yeah.
There's a prisoner across the way. I don't know which member of the wardens, Maggie's
He's
group.
A red shirt.
He's a red shirt. I don't remember seeing him. I don't remember which one he was.
Me either.
But he looks pretty badly beaten up. And he says hi to Daryl. And he says, where are the others?
Shut your mouth,
like,
boy.
Right. And Daryl's like trying to cover up his tracks. He says, shut up. I don't know anything about you people. I don't care about you people. And the guy's like trying to talk again. Like, yeah, but. He goes, shut up.
Remember that time?
Yeah.
He's like, stop it.
Shut up. Shutting up. So Daryl says, I don't know what your beef is about. And I don't want any part of it. And the guy says, so then the guy finally catches on. Or he doesn't catch on. He thinks Daryl's a dick. I don't know. And he says, we should have let you starve. You're an asshole. So I'm thinking the guy must have figured it out. Right.
Yeah, they kind of were making like really intense eye contact, like,
I don't know you.
Like, follow my lead.
Yeah.
So there was a moment where you could see the guy's eyes where he's like, oh, got it.
Right.
Okay, you asshole.
Right. He's like, Philippe, I don't know you. I mean, whatever your name is. two guards come for the other guy and drag him off. Now, the guy's already been beaten, and he got beaten again because we see him later. So, I mean, they're not cutting his fingers off. Shouldn't they be cutting his fingers off? Something?
Well, I mean, they should. No, but yes.
Leah comes by and tells him he's being stubborn as ever. He says, that's what you think this is, me being stubborn? She says, you need to tell me the truth. And he says, I never lied to you, Leah. I'm not going to start now. But we already know he's lying.
Yeah, he's lying.
We already know he's lying. She asks him again what he knows about those people. And he says, I don't know shit. You know I would help you if I could. Just give me dog and let me go. Obviously, he's like, I don't need you, Leah. I want the dog. I want to get out of here.
Give me my dog
back. He says, you'll never see me again. And she says, is that what you want? Like, is that really what you want?
She really wants to know.
So the guards come back with the other guy. He's now badly, he's more badly beaten.
Oh.
I'm thinking to myself, at some point, isn't this guy going to crack and be like, I know Daryl! Yeah. All that torture, he didn't give up Maggie, which we talked about last week. They're all very heavily devoted to Maggie. But he could have said, like, listen, let me live. That guy over there, Daryl, he's in on it.
Yeah, yeah, exactly, right? Like, I'll tell you, my cellmate, that guy, watch out.
Yeah. That guy Carver, who was waterboarding Daryl, walks in and tells Leah, they found Bossy. I'm going to jump ahead here. Bossy is the guy who stabbed Alden.
Yes.
Because he had a knife wound in his back. Maggie threw the knife at him. Right?
Oof, that was a big wound.
And she said, what about Turner? And he looks like something's wrong, and he's like, give it a look like, come follow me. The two of them go for a long walk down hallways behind curtains. They find Bossy. He's on his knees begging in front of Pope, apologizing. And I'm thinking, this guy's dead. He's dead. He's on his knees.
This is not good.
He says, I tried to save Turner, but I couldn't. But I carried him all the way back. You know, I got him back here. I did the best I could. I did what I was supposed to do. So Leah turns to the right and sees that Turner, I guess, is either a friend or a boyfriend. I think she said he was like a little brother to her, right?
Yes, it was like a little brother she always wanted.
Yeah, he's laid out on a platform dead, and there's a religious guy, maybe, chanting something over him.
That was so creepy.
Leah walks over him, touches his head, and looks awfully sad. Like, I'm thinking, like, you know, this is obviously she has a relationship with this guy, right?
Yeah.
So, now here's my question. The episode makes a big deal about this guy, Turner? What did you say his name was?
Turner.
Turner, right? Dying. But if you remember, two of them died. Maggie stabbed Turner in the face with the, right? He was the skull mask guy.
Yeah.
She killed him in the face, and then Negan hit him over the head. And by the way, this guy didn't look like his face was carved up by the bottle.
No, it didn't.
But that was definitely Turner, right? Because the only other guy that we saw die was the guy Father Gabriel killed.
Yes.
And they don't mention him at all. They don't mention him at all.
They don't mention him. They don't even say he's missing or anything.
He's like the Heath of the show.
Oh,
he's like the what's her name? Emily Kinney, Beth.
Oh, because no one mentions him.
Right. Pope walks out of the room, and I thought to myself, this guy looks like an asshole. He says, God is angry and I am angry, and everyone stands up at attention like it's some kind of cult. He says, God is angry, I'm angry. Let them feel our wrath.
Oh boy.
I'm like, this guy's biblical. He's up there. Leah comes back to Daryl's cell looking frustrated and somber. He asks her what's wrong, and she says one of her brothers is dead. Meanwhile, two of her brothers are dead. She said they fought all over the world together. Leah says they were mercenaries. Daryl says, you didn't tell me you were a merc. And she says, what's the difference? It was the same job. We just got paid for it. And so she says, yeah, he's my little brother. Now he's dead. And she said it's the first time she's lost someone close to her in a long time. But didn't she talk about her kid dying?
She did. Then she said to him, since you, and then kind of looked away.
Yeah. She said, except maybe you. And Daryl says, you didn't lose me. I came back and you were gone. She said, you left me. I asked you what you wanted in life and you left. He said, I was scared. And now she's crying. Mm. He's like, I was scared, baby. I loved you. I just went out for some milk, carton of milk. And I came back a month later. And you were gone.
You weren't there.
And by the way, her group lost her for how long?
Years,
right? Like a while, because Daryl was seeing her in the cabin for years.
Years.
6 months later, a year later, they couldn't find her for years. She had no intention of finding them. They're militarily trained. It wasn't until Daryl left for a day, that's when they found her.
Seriously, right?
I'm calling Reaper finding bullshit. She says, we've all done bad things. We've all killed. She says, this is me, the good and the bad. And he says, he doesn't believe that, right? That this is her, really her.
Yeah.
She says, I can't help you with that. Like, you have to just accept it. But
oh,
I can help save you because despite everything, I still care about you and I don't want anything bad to happen to you. So you need to tell me anything. If you don't, I can't control what my commander will do next. He's angry about Turner. He wants someone to pay. So now Daryl actually says some truthful things. Were you surprised?
Shocked. Yes. He sang like a canary out of nowhere.
He says, now he didn't give names, but he says the woman is the leader. Now, again, he's very smart for a guy who was like a hillbilly. Yeah. Right? They were speaking in code because I was outside. I was an outsider. He goes, there's also a tall, skinny guy who never shuts up. That's Negan.
Negan.
And a priest who carries a shotgun. Why would you? Why? Whoa. What are you doing there?
Whoa, Father Gabriel.
And by the way, how does he know those were the only three people that lived outside of Alden? How does he know that Maggie and Negan and, like, how does he know that Duncan's dead and Agatha's dead and Cole's dead? And how does he know that?
I think he's just taking a stab in the dark and remembering who he may have seen before he ran away.
So he saw Maggie run off. He saw Father Gabriel get slashed in the neck. He saw Negan run away.
I don't know what he saw.
But he didn't know that Duncan died. He didn't mention Duncan. Duncan didn't die till afterwards.
Yeah, Duncan was new to him, although.
So I just found that to be a little bullshitty. Daryl says one of the guys slipped up and said he was going to meet 36 of their fighters, which is a hell of a lot more than you have. So that went quick. I had to listen to it twice. What he's saying is one of the guys he claims not to know out loud said, I'm going to meet our 36 of our fighters. Just happens to be 36, really?
Yeah.
And so he's telling Leah, you know, and I don't know if you know this, but math-wise, 36 is more than 15, Leah.
Yeah, honey.
In case she didn't figure that out. So he says, when am I going to go meet the Pope? And she says, soon. She walks into Pope's room, and he's got guards around him like he's king shit.
Yep.
And she says, you are right. He was hard to break. But he said they have twice as many fighters as we do, right? Which is actually more than twice. I think he'll be good here. We need the manpower anyway. My guess is Pope thinks he's full of shit and is now, that's what I thought. Pope thinks she's full of shit and is now going to be mad at her for falling for it. Right? That's what I was thinking that time. Like, he's like, oh, this dumb, gullible woman.
Yeah, you're in love with him and now, listen, you're falling for his bullshit.
So he starts questioning her loyalty. He asks why she didn't kill him outside when he had a chance. He says to her, you know he loves you. He's just trying to get in your pants. That's why he's being helpful. She says, Daryl is like they are. He's like us. He doesn't fear anything. He doesn't fear death or pain. Ask Carver. He knows. And so I guess Carver's the guy, right? The other guy. She says, he used to mean something to me, but the day you came and found me and took me back, I haven't regretted anything. He touches her face like she's his daughter. Well, I believe in you more than the others. That's a slap in the face. That's like, I like you, even though those other people hate you.
And the other people are in the room.
Yeah, it's a dick thing to say. That's like making himself, like, it's like, hey, I'm the only one here that likes you.
Oh, my God.
So he says, do you trust him? And she says, yes. He says, then let me see for myself. How about that?
How about that?
So now her head's on the chopping block if
he fucks up.
That's right. And we'll be back right after this. So there's three idiots taunting Daryl about how Shaw, Leah's last name is Shaw, wore the pants in the relationship. She walks in and says something that the closed captioning didn't pick up. She said something and then calls Carver a dumbass and then says, get out. But I put on the closed captioning because I couldn't make out what she said. And I only say that I know she said dumbass because he goes, I guess I'm a dumbass. I'll leave. Right. She unties him and he says, you are going to tell me everything about everything. Daryl says, are you going to tell me anything about this guy before I meet him? And she says, just follow my lead. So at that point, she's going to help Daryl answer the questions.
Yeah.
Now, as she said on Talking Dead, Leah did not know what was about to happen.
I would be scared. I'd be like, you better follow my lead for real.
Well, so there's a knock on the door, and she goes to open the door, and it's locked. They pour kerosene or gasoline under the door, and they light it. Now, at that point, did you think they want... I thought they were going to kill Leah for being wrong about Daryl.
I thought they wanted her dead.
Right. Like, oh, we can't trust
her
anymore.
Like, you stupid woman. Like, I can't believe you fell for this shit.
Right.
That's how I took that scene at first.
So they run back to away from the fire. And luckily, maybe they put it there as part of the test. I don't know. Leah spots a crowbar. And the window is poorly boarded up. With boards, you would need a crowbar to take them off. And they get out. And he throws her through the window first. He jumps out second.
Yeah.
When they get out of the window, all of the men are standing outside.
How awkward.
She sees them. I thought she was looking at them like, you motherfuckers tried to kill me.
Yeah.
But instead, she walks over to them, turns around like she's joined the group. She realizes what happened. Now she's facing him, and Pope, is it, Pope is at the top of the staircase, because that's how you know he's the Pope. He's the top of the staircase.
Yeah. Like Negan used to be.
And he says, forged by fire, ordained by God, welcome him. And they salute him with Fortudo Salutis, which means strength of salvation. I looked it up.
Oh, wow.
I looked it up. Thank you for that. Forged by God. I like his accent. I like it better than I liked Alpha's. Alpha.
Oh, yeah. No, hers was so creepy.
Yeah, you need to let my daughter go. I'm Alpha. Yeah, ooh, she was weird. Wah. She was weird. The Pope is alone in a room with Daryl. He tells them they all met in Afghanistan, watching so many horrible things that their brothers had to do. Their brothers died. Politicians lied to them. We were just props for them. That's all we were. And so when we came home, we became mercenaries to do all the dirty work for the government and for other people that had to be done. And it got really dirty once civilization fell, whether they had to kill walkers, whatever they had to do, or kill other people with other towns, like other communities. He says, we were surrounded by death and killing, but there was one more war for the politicians to wage, and that was on us. He said they were bombing us. The bombs came fast and often. He said, we holed up in a church at the end of town. There were flames everywhere, and when the fires died down, not one of his people had a scratch or a burn, and that's when they knew they were the chosen ones.
Oh, my God.
Now, I looked this up, and they also talked about this on, I forget which Walking Dead page I looked at, but that fire often jumps over buildings. Like a flame, flames will shoot over a building, and that sometimes there is property that doesn't burn, or trees or different things, and that it's not like a miracle from God. It's just a freak of the flame.
Freak accident.
Right. Anyway, that's when he was like, that's when we realized we were chosen. That's some crazy shit. That's
psychotic shit.
That's cult shit is what that is.
Yes, it is.
He says, the fire couldn't touch us. And look at you. You came out of that fire sitting here right now. Are you hurt? Any scratches or burns? He says, Daryl, you've been through worse before. I'm sorry, Daryl says he's been through worse before. Like, it's not a big deal. I mean, he didn't walk through the fire. He ran away from the fire and opened the window.
Yeah.
Not really sure that's the same thing. Anyway, Daryl seems to impress the Pope. Pope says, are you hungry? And they all go outside to eat. There's a fire. And I'm thinking, Daryl has them all fooled the same way Negan fooled the Whisperers.
Yes.
Right? That he fit in. I don't like those people. I have nothing to do with them. And don't forget, Daryl fit right into the Claimers also.
Yes, claimed. Oh, my God.
Right? He was one of them.
Yes, he was.
He seems to be very valuable to everybody.
He's very, yeah.
Everybody loves Daryl.
He blends right in.
Blends right in. You would have him in your group, wouldn't you?
Oh, hell yes.
Right? He could be,
he'd be my husband.
He'd be like, you know, when you have the big, what do they call those big fights? The gangbangs? Gangbangers? you'd want him in your gangbang, wouldn't you? You were fighting?
I would. Right? I would. He would, yeah, he would kill everybody.
Yeah. Right, break that ass again. All right, so the Pope walks out with Daryl and announces to everyone at the campfire, Leah was right about this one. And she says, of course I was. He tells Bossy, just a reminder, Bossy is the guy who stabbed Alden. So we're not going to feel sorry for him.
No.
Right? He says to Bossy, give some of your food to Daryl. And he says, Bossy carried his brother on his shoulders for 10 miles. You know the strength that takes, right? And Bossy says, you know, oh, anyone would have done the same. And Pope says, do the wounds on your back still hurt? And he says, no. Now, that guy only got one knife to the back.
But still, ow.
Yeah, but not wounds, but wound to the back.
Yeah.
Right? Unless when he threw that explosive device, some of the shrapnel may have gone into his back.
Yeah.
He says, no, they don't hurt anymore. At that point, did you realize he's dead?
I was getting very uncomfortable. Like, I was like, oh, shit, something really bad is going to happen. Like, I could feel it building. I'm like, oh, God, right. Oh, God, oh, God.
He's making such a big deal of the guy.
Yes, that's what it was. He was making such a big deal.
It was like when Negan made a big deal of the doctor and then threw him into the fire.
Yeah.
Right? Same thing. That's why they gave him a stupid name like Bossy.
I know. What the hell? Like,
it wasn't like Carver or Hunter or the Hatchet. Bossy.
The Hatchet.
So I'm like, oh, they're making an example of him. So he goes behind him, and he's got his hands on his shoulders, and he's, I have just one question. At that point, I'm like, he's dead. He's dead.
Oh, my God. When he put his hands on his neck, I'm like, oh, shit. Oh, shit. It's your happening. Something's happening.
Yeah, your wounds are on your back. Now, Leah knows what's going on. She says, it's been a rough day. Let him be. This is the guy that stabbed Alden. That's why he's got the wounds on his back. Maggie threw the knife, but Pope thinks he was running away. He says, where were you when Turner was being attacked? And Bossy says he was facing the enemy when he was being attacked, which is a lie. He had his back to him. Now, why wouldn't you say, I was stabbing this one guy, and it's not my fault that the guy happened to attack Maggie behind me?
That's exactly, that's what you say. Literally, I was in mid-stab, and this is what happened. I was fighting the enemy.
Yeah, he wasn't running away.
No, he didn't even defend himself.
So then the Pope says, it's human nature to be scared and to turn your back and run. He says to Daryl, do you know what that's like? It takes divine strength to face your fear head on. To face everything for someone else takes courage for someone else. We all saw what you did, Daryl. He goes, you got out of the fire and you made sure that she was okay, that she got out first. You would do anything to keep her safe, and God baptized you in that fire. By the way, if they had not found Daryl, he wouldn't have had Daryl to use as an example of unselfishly, right?
That is so true.
It's so good that Daryl was captured and Daryl escaped the fire.
Yeah, and put her first.
He says, you see, there's one thing I forgot to tell you. Never turn your back on your brother. To Daryl. He's telling to Daryl. Never turn your
right
back
then,
on your
brother. Right then, I'm like, oh, fuck. Right then.
Right. He says, God doesn't always use fire as his baptism. It's also his wrath. And he shoves Bossy into the fire.
Oh, my God.
And holds him down with his leg. And he stomps on him. And you can watch him burn to death.
Oh,
nobody stops him.
Off.
Nobody's
God.
Like, hey, don't do that.
Everyone just stood there and they're like,
Now, he clearly did not deserve that, except he's the guy who stabbed Alden, so fuck him.
Yeah, agreed.
He yells, we are the chosen ones. We run into the fire. We run into the battle as always. And I'm thinking, yeah, you run into the fire. You just threw him into the fire.
You just threw him in?
Oh, my God. That's how it ended, with that big speech. So at that point, did you think he was crazier than Negan and or the governor? Like, where did you think he ranked as far as crazy leaders?
I think he's crazier than both.
Really? Okay.
Negan did some dark shit too, but Negan seemed and seems more like he's not crazy. He's more grounded. This guy is like off in Never Never Land.
Yeah, but
like,
Negan did throw the doctor into the fire.
He did, but like I said, Negan did some crazy shit.
He burned faces with irons.
His mental stability, was in a much better place than Pope.
Well, you have swung. You have been fooled by the Negan. Maggie was right. You may have fooled those other people. And Jamie. And Jamie. Maggie Ree.
Maggie Ree.
All right. Well, on Talking Dead, they asked Alana Masterson, Tara, if she thinks Pope is crazier than the governor, and she said yes. That governor was just power hungry. This guy's nuts. I don't know.
Yeah, this guy's crazy.
The governor kept heads in jars.
That's also, and he kept his daughter like on a walker leash.
And the governor from the comics is a lot crazier than the governor TV show. But she was only referencing the governor. Yeah. And what Michonne does to the governor in the comics, you got, just Google that if you want. Google image Michonne, governor, spoon, and comic. And you'll see what she did to the governor.
Okay.
Remember, she put glass in his eye.
Yes.
That's why he wore the patch.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's much worse in the comics. What she does to him.
Okay, I can't wait.
All right. Scene for next week. It's the gang from the Commonwealth shopping, walking down the street, looking at cupcakes in the store window. Eugene Delicious. Says, we can't stay. We have to go get help for our people. And he's still with fake Stephanie. In the trailer, Maggie throws a knife at Negan's head. Negan ducks, and there's a walker behind him that she hits with the knife. So she wanted to kill the walker, but she could have said, Negan, look out.
She could have said, duck.
Right. Right. And then they show the scene of the Whisperer mask. And that's it. Now, I have AMC Plus. I know I told you it was $8.99 for AMC Premiere for the year.
Yeah, that's what I pay.
That's true, except as of this week, you can't watch the episodes early on AMC Premiere. You can only use it to watch the shows when they come out live.
Why?
Because they want you to buy Plus.
Oh, okay.
Because $8.99 for a year is not the same price as $60 for the year.
Yeah, I do $8.99 a month.
Oh, no. DirecTV. You have to DirecTV?
You know what? My roommates cut the cord on me, so I have no cable.
Okay, so here's what you need to do. Sign up for AMC Plus and let them know you have AMC Premiere, and they will transfer your balancing time to your AMC Plus account. And AMC Plus is $4.99 a month right now.
Okay, because legit question, I get so confused because I only can watch it, and it says I have AMC Plus, and I watch it through my Apple TV. Yeah, and that's how I watch the episodes
every
week.
But that's because you have the app on your Apple TV. I'm saying when you have Apple, it's the same thing. It's just you download the AMC Plus app, and then you sign up there, and they'll cancel your, they'll transfer your balancing time remaining, eight months, 9 months, whatever you have left, and make it AMC Plus time.
Oh, okay.
And it's less money, so sign that shit up is what I'm saying.
Okay. That shit up. It's totally worth it.
You have
it's
to pay for the year. And plus, there's behind-the-scenes stuff. So when the episode ended, I got behind-the-scenes Angela Kang telling me stuff about the episode.
Yes, I love that part.
Yeah.
I love it.
So, yeah, AMC Plus. So there you go. So $8.99 a month, too much money.
Worth it.
Talking Dead, Alana Masterson, who played Tara, Hillary Burton Morgan, who plays JDM's wife, who played Lucille, and Lynn Collins,
yes.
Leah. They talked about what I told you earlier, that Agatha was hanging from the wire at Meridian. There's no explanation as to why they picked her and what happened to the person hanging there before, but they somehow found Agatha and recognized her to get her and string her up.
Mm.
They put up a poll. Does Daryl still have feelings for Leia? 74% said yes. What do you think, Jamie?
I think there's a soft spot for her, but I wouldn't say feelings, like in love.
Okay. All right. Another poll, does Daryl trust Leah? 81% said no. Do you think Daryl trusts Leah? I say no.
No, not fully, absolutely not. Not okay. With the shit she's a part of and is okay with it.
Now, Lynn Collins was there via satellite from Atlanta, and she slipped up big time. Did you catch it?
What did she say again?
You know what, let me say what was slip up, because in case anyone doesn't want to hear it, I'll tell you slip
warning.
Up. Warning, okay? You know what? I'm going to tell you that. You could jump ahead 10 seconds or 20 seconds. She didn't give anything away exactly, but she sort of alluded to something. So she says, when asked if Daryl trusts Leah, she says, he should not trust her. Her allegiances are with the Reapers, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she says, she's going to have to choose. And then she says, well, we're going to see that, aren't we? So she said he should not trust her, because her allegiance is to the Reapers. And then she goes, well, you know, she's going to have to make a choice, and we'll see where that goes. But she sort of gave up the fact she's going to choose the Reapers over Daryl.
Yeah.
She sort of.
She has no choice.
Right.
Because they'll kill her.
And Hardwick ignored it. Hardwick was like, okay, let's move on.
So anyway,
Yep. Another poll was favorite mustache on The Walking Dead? Pope, Simon, or Abraham?
Oh. Abraham won.
Abraham, of course. The red chops? Come on.
Yeah, the red chops.
90%. 90% Abraham.
I did love Stephen Oggs, though, as Simon. That was pretty good.
90%. Stephen Oggs, Simon, and Pope, 1%. speaking of Alden, before I forget, you know my friend Spruce. He's been on this podcast.
Oh, the Brooklyn Spruce, Boys podcast. We love you.
He
we
was
miss
out
you.
Over the weekend. He went to an Irish pub because his friend passed away, and they were doing a tribute to him. It was his favorite pub.
Yeah.
And so they went, and there was a band playing Irish tunes, and it was crowded, and this guy says to him, hey, you want to have a seat? We're hanging out listening to the music. And he says, nah, I'm here for a ceremony, to honor my friend who died. He's like, all right, well, when you're done, come over, bring everybody, come over. We're going to hang out. The band's going to be playing in a couple minutes. Join us. We have room at the table. So he recognized him, but Spruce is the kind of person. He won't take pictures with celebrities. He won't even he barely say hi to them. He doesn't ever want to put anybody above himself. And he's always very chill. He's like, oh, hey, how you doing? That's it. So he ends up sitting down and spending hours talking about the band and the music and his friend. And he tells me, he says, oh, yeah. He goes, by the way, I know you get a kick out of it. It was Callan who plays Alden.
What? Get the hell out of here.
Yep, and he never mentioned The Walking
Stop
Dead.
Stop it right now. Yep,
he never mentioned The Walking Dead to him, never brought it up. It was just...
Stop. What? I can't believe the story.
Yeah.
Wait, when? What? This was this last weekend?
Yes.
Oh, so he must live around here.
Oh, he's in. It's New York. He could be here for any reason.
So he's a really nice guy in mm-hmm. real life. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
Spruce. Oh my God, we need to see Spruce in real life and get all the deeds. This
well,
is
that
so
was
cool.
the deeds. He didn't. That's it. He just hung out with him.
That's so cool, like, though. How chill is that? That's amazing.
At the end, didn't you whisper and go, "Hey, just want to say I enjoy your work"? He goes, "Nope, I didn't say a word to him." He says, "Other people recognized him, but he acted." So I like you. I wanted to slap him.
I can't believe he didn't say a word when he watches the show.
I would have slapped Spruce, except he was on the phone. I was slapping my phone.
Oh, man. That is an amazing story.
Yeah. That's Spruce.
Holy hell.
Spruce completely like.
Spruce, man.
Like, I'll tell him, like, Beyonce's on the show. He's like, okay, cool. I'm like, you like Beyonce? Yeah, I know. He's just like, God. Whatever.
I would have freaked out.
I know you would have, which is why I wouldn't have told you. All right.
I'm composed.
Yeah, you're composed. Oh, please.
You've seen me meet them a lot of times. Did I ever storm Rita's booth?
Please sign my plastic mat. Please sign it. Oh, God, I love you.
Okay, my placemat. Stop. I'm going to be buried with that thing.
Yes, you probably will.
That
anyway,
thing is epic.
Because I'm going to tell your mom you promised it to me and I'm going to sell it.
It has my name all over.
Yeah, so some girl named Jamie's going to pay double.
Some girl named Jamie's going to be like, I can't believe it has
right,
my name.
Right, absolutely. You know, like, I have stuff that I have signed to David that I don't want. Somebody named David's going to be like, whoa, I got this autographed to me. It's great. My kids have stuff autographed to them that they don't like the artist anymore, or they were one-hit wonder, or they grew out of it. So if somebody wants, like, a Miley Cyrus autograph with my daughter's name on it, how cool is that?
Well, that works out. I mean, that's awesome.
Well, I'm not selling Miley Cyrus. That's... Okay. She likes her Miley Cyrus autograph. I'm just saying, I don't want to mention like people who, I don't want to badmouth anybody who's not
yeah,
around
I
anymore, not a big star.
That.
But, you know, they treasure like their Hillary Duff autographs, their yeah. Lady Gaga autographs. It's just some they're like, yeah. It was great when I was 8, but now I'm not. Yeah. Okay, scene from next week. Judith is teaching all the kids how to use swords to fight walkers. They're wooden, but she's teaching them. Gracie and Judith see a couple of young boys and a girl standing by a small opening in the Alexandria metal fence. And there's a walker sticking his head through, and they're putting their hands near him as if to go like, try to bite me, try to bite me.
Oh, my God.
Now, you wouldn't do that with a lion or a dog. I'm not sure why they're doing it with a walker, that if he bites you, you're dead.
You are dead. You won't just miss a finger. You will die.
Right. So Judith yells at them. She says, cut it out, and they don't. And she says, if you don't cut it out, I'm going to tell Rosita. Let me tell Rosita. She was a very whiny little kid. And this kid who's bigger than her, right, pushes her down onto the ground and says, no wonder your mom abandoned you. Now, what kind of asshole?
What a little jerk off. Part of my language.
And who would say that? She was in charge of the community. And you're going to badmouth her mother? Michonne ran that shit.
That's some smack talk.
Judith says, what did you say? And the guy says,
what'd
you
say, bitch?
He says, you're such a baby. She probably left because of all your whining. And Judith pulls out her knife, puts it to his throat, and says, what did you say? And
that's yeah, the Judith, that little ass kicker.
Right. Now, at that point, you have to, like, you know, the guy. If I'm the guy, I swing my arm around, grab her arm, and pull the knife away. She's not going to stab you. Dude, she's not going to kill you.
She's not going to.
And it was a tough guy scene, but whatever.
Yeah.
Anyway, the kid playing the walker is JDM and Hillary Burton Morgan's son, Gus.
Yes, I remember JDM posting a really long time ago and saying that Gus was on set and they were turning him into a walker.
Yep.
That's amazing.
Amazing.
Oh, love that story.
Next week on Talking Dead, Ross
Marquand.
And Cassidy McClincy, who plays Lydia.
Oh.
Now, in the trailer for next week, Aaron is one of the people that finds the Whisperer mask at Hilltop.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure Lydia is involved because it's Whisperers.
Of course.
Now, are they both on the show because they're main featured players on that episode? Or does Lydia die? I doubt it.
I doubt it. But they're both, Whisperers are a very big part of their life. So that's probably it.
Well, not well, the part of Lydia's life, yes.
Well, yeah, Aaron's involved, but...
Well, but he's not really a whisperer type guy.
No, he's not a whisperer.
Right. I mean, but he wasn't, like involved.
No, meaning, like, he was against them, you know, he's for the
cause. Oh, right, for the cause, for the people.
That's what I meant. For the people. He was fighting for the people.
All right, so we can both watch the next episode. Was it Out of the Ashes, I think? We can go watch that now, so I may have to go do that now.
And, well, I'm going to go to bed.
We'll catch up next week. Not on vacation again for a couple of months, so we should be pretty good for almost every week doing an episode.
Awesome.
So I hope you guys are enjoying it. If you have friends who were listening and stopped for a while, because we stopped for a while, do us a favor. I can tell that we haven't gotten back to normal level with listenership. We're sort of at the halfway mark prior to the pandemic. So let's get the word out. Let's do us a favor, please. Let's tweet about the podcast, if you don't mind, and remind people who you may know.
Please.
Like, think, because not everybody knows we're doing it again.
Yeah, that is true.
I apologize. We took a hiatus when the show took a hiatus, and we all got the, we're all home. So that's all. Just, do us a favor. All right.
Yeah.
Don't forget to check out, sometime, the brooklynboys.bigcartel.com for the Walkers and Talkers shirt. Our first piece of merchandise.
That is so exciting.
Very exciting. And other than that, it's time, Jamie.
What time is it?
It's time to shut this shit down. Don't, come on, Jamie. Don't worry about me. You just do you.
Okay, I'll
do me. 10-inch Daryl Dixon.
Oh, God, okay.
That's what you probably yell. Okay. Jamie.
Yes.
What time is it?
It's time to shut this shit down.
Thank you. I don't know. Did you add some words in there?
I think I did.
I think we need to change the ending. Jamie, what time is it? We're done.
It's so much easier in real life.
Oh, wait a minute. This is real life. What are you talking? Are you on drugs?
But I mean, like, in person real life.
All right. You know what? This is after 8 o'clock again. We promised we wouldn't do an after 8 o'clock podcast.
I get loopy.
You are loop-de-dooped. All right, loopy.
Okay.
All right. Peace out.
Peace out.